Wir holden das Tess. So lässt man das Omer Rebeleze. Lässt man das Chesme Beis. Omer Rebeleze. Hoime Pesach Pesuach Metzossi. If somebody complains to Bezdin and tells them that Pesach Pesuach Metzossi, that means the Chosson after the first night lived with his wife, and he comes to complain to Bezdin to say Pesach Pesuach, that when I lived with my wife the first time last night, I found the opening was too open. It was Pesach Pesuach. It's like the door was opened. In other words, Bekitzi at the time that his wife was not a psula, she was a bula, like she lived with somebody else before me. Therefore, she's Pesach Pesuach. So the Blazer says, Neman Lioisrolov, we believe the husband, that the wife now is also to him, she's also to him. So Rashi says, Ha'ima Pesach Pesuach Metzossi, she doesn't have any tainus now dom. In other words, really the question is, like we learned before, we said that you used to check out very carefully, there used to be a special sheet there to see if there's any blood that comes out of her. Like if she sees dam then for sure she's a psula. The blood coming out would be a proof that she is a psula. This is the first time she's living with a man. Therefore now she breaks the psula. He breaks the psula and therefore dam came out. So here we're talking about Rashi says in a case where there's no question about the blood. The tain is dom ein loy. Kegoin Rashi says she mishpachas durviki shein lehem dam basulim. This is Gemara later talks about it. A special family that we know those ladies don't have dam basulim. Oy Rashi says she nevdu imenu mapa for lo yoda imhoya dam imlav. We're talking about a case where the husband lost that cloth. They had the beer on top of a cloth, the sheet, and they lost it. He couldn't tell whether there was blood or not. So we don't know if there's dam there or not. Avol, but the husband is telling us, Zeis beruriloi, this I know for sure. She apestach pasuach motzo. The husband says, last night when I lived with her, I saw that it was open too much there. That for sure she lived with the man before me. And again, we're talking about now in the Gemara's times, that they used to make Kiddushin 12 months ago. So she's already an Eishes Ish for 12 months. And now, 12 months later, that's when they make the chuppah. So the husband now sees that she lived with the man. So we have a suffix, maybe she lived with a man during these last 12 months. That then she's a soito, she's also to her husband. That's what Reb Elazar says, we believe the husband, that his wife lived with another man before this, and therefore his wife is also. So Rashi's mashman, if there would have been dam there, let's say both things. What would have been a normal case that they find blood on the sheet, and still the husband says, Pesach Pesuach, then for sure the husband would not be believed. From mashman from Rashi. There would have been blood there, then we would not believe the husband. Then when we say for sure she was a psula, because you see blood there. So if Rashi had to say, we're talking about a case where there's no blood around. Either the husband lost it, or else she's from a special family that doesn't have blood. So now the only shailah is, the husband's complaint that she was a Pesach Pesuach, so that's Reb Elazar's chiddush, that we believe her. We believe him. So kids, this is Reb Elazar's halacha. Like next Rashi says, Nema Lyoisrolov. Even though we can't really, we don't have Edis, we're not really sure what happened here. So Rashi says, the Pshat of the Gemara is, Legabe Nafshe Hevi Mehemen. He's believed for himself. Leshav Yalecha Tichad Yisura. That's a new cloud, a person can be Shav Yalecha Tichad Yisura. If you want to be like Machmer upon yourself, to put Chumras upon yourself, for yourself you're believed. Rashi learns, Avala Sidok Subosa Len Hemen. But the question is, if you want to give her a gift now, you're going to have to give her a ksuba. Because you're not believed enough to Bezdin to say that she was really a bula, and she doesn't deserve a ksuba. Exactly how much of the ksuba, that we'll see later on. We know the locha usually is by a bsula, she deserves to get 200. An abula or an amon only gets 100. So that's a shalom the Gemara later. If you marry your wife, and you think she's a bsula, and it comes out like here she was a bula. If she gets zero, because it's a mekach tois, or else she gets only 100. Wherever it is though, if you would have been believed that she was really Pesach Pesuach, really a bula, she would not get the $200. Rashi learns, for that we don't believe him though. We don't believe the husband to say she was really a Pesach Pesuach, that she loses a ksuba. And we'll see later on the sworn Rashi is, like we'll see later, because the husband himself, Lepashki, is a bocher. The first time he got married, he's not a bucky, he doesn't know. It could be to him, it looks like, it felt like it was a Pesach Pesuach, but really it wasn't. So really, after everything is said, it's really only a suffix if he knows what he's talking about, the bocher. So if a Rashi learns, Reb Elazar is saying it's enough, the chiddush is, that we believe the husband for himself to be Shav Yanavsha, that he's also to stay with his wife. But if he does give his wife a get now, Havad is going to have to give a regular ksuba. Because Negei Tilchas Mamnis, he's not believed to say that she's really a bula. As far as we know, most probably she was a psula, and she deserves to get $200. So Kitzur, that's Rav Lez's chiddush, that the husband has believed upon himself enough to say that she did live with a man before this, and therefore she's also to him. Now the Gemara is the kasha. V'yamai, even if it's true what the husband is saying, that his wife lived with a man already, why is she also to him? V'yamai, sveik sveiku. There are two sveikas, two doubts here. And usually the klal is sveik sveiku is mutam. When you have two doubts to say la'tera, she remains mutam. What's the two doubts over here, sveik sveikum? First of all, sofik tachtov, sofik ain't tachtov. True, she lived with a man already. But who said it was this last year? Maybe she lived with a man 2 years ago, 3 years ago, before the Kedushin. Your wife was only yosef to you if after the Kedushin, she lived with a man, Ameshesish. But before she had Kedushin, if she lived with a man, she's mutter to you. So true, you've come now and you see Pesach Pesuach, your wife lived with somebody, but maybe she lived with a man 2 years ago. Vaita, v'yimtim tzloi metachtav, even if you want to tell me no, let's be afraid. Maybe she lived with a man during this last year when she was an Ashesish, your wife, and she should become also to you. But Sophic Dionis, Sophic Baratzon. Who said she did a Baratzon that she becomes also? Maybe a man forced her. Maybe a man forced her to live with her. If somebody forces your wife, she's mutter to you. Well, soon see, only by an Ashes Kayin is she also to a husband. But a regular Ashes Yisrael, if the husband is a Yisrael, and another man was ma'anis, forced his wife to live with him, she's mutter to the husband. So the Rashi, V'yamai misesor alei, afilu imehemenis. Even if you want to believe the husband, that he knows what he's talking about, that it was a Pesach Pesuach and she lived with a man before this. But still, first of all, sofek tachtav, mishenesar sozintam, maybe true, it's doubtful, maybe it was during the last year true, then she be yosa, but it's also a sofek ein tachtav. Elokertim shenesar sozintam, maybe she had this nus 2 years ago, and then for sure she's mutter to you. And weiter, even if this nus happened this last year, but sofik bionis, maybe the man that did it forced her. V'yanusa shar yebeshes Yisrael. And if the husband is a Yisrael, his wife is still mutter to him. Kidla kamon, mivihila nisposa. The pasuk says if she wasn't forced. Mashma, if she was forced, she's mutter to her husband. So if so, how could Reb Lezer say that if the husband complains that his wife was a Pesach Pesuach, she's also to him? Why? Sveik sveiker is mutter. So Gemara says, Leitzricha v'eshes kain. Einachanami. Reb Lezer is only talking about in a case where the husband is a kain. So now there's only one suffix. On the tzad that she had this nus this last year after the Kedushin, she is for sure also to you. Because even if it happened b'yainis, still she's also to you. So it's only one suffix. Was she Mizana had this nus this last year, or was it done before that? So by one issa, you have to go to Chumrah. One suffix, you have to go to Chumrah. Even though Taiz has to kash, even with one suffix, the Chur, why don't we put her on a cheskas kashrus? Taiz has the second Taizvist. The entire of a lukma achas kosa shik shayru lakuna. There's always a chazaka. The isha up until now was kosher lakuna. So a cheskas kashrus should say that most probably this nus took place 2 years ago. The name of the latachta zinsa. So even if you have a suffix, one suffix should also be mutter. The Taiz says, no, the Yishvayim of the other rabbi. It's from the name of the Hashtu Nivula. It's as far as say this nus happened as late as possible. Why? The yukma cheskas haguf shoysa b'sula. We say, rather, leave the body the way it was up until now. The girl was born a b'sula, that she has a b'sulim. So if you see now, the husband says she lost a b'sulim. It's as far as say she lost it as late as possible. So maybe it remains a suffix that maybe this nus did take place just recently, after the Kedushin. Therefore, with one suffix, that's Reb Lezer's chiddush, that the wife is also to her husband. That he's neman leisro lo b'neshes kain. Now the Teres Gemara says, v'boi yisayin mabeshes Yisrael. It could even be if the husband is Yisrael. Where's the case? U'kegoin dekibol bo avua kedushin p'chusim mibaz gimel shonim v'yemechet. We're talking about the lady that you married, she was only mamish 2.5 years old. You went to the father, and you gave the father kesef kedushin, you were Makadish's daughter, the kedushin is chal midiraisa, and lamaisa you wait a year to have the chuppah, so now when she's 3.5 years old, now is the first time you have biyah with her, and you tanish is a pesach pesuach. So if you say she had biyah, for sure the biyah had to take place this last 6 months. Because if she would have had beer with a man before she's 3 years old, then the Gemara Nida says the psulim grow back again. Like a beer by a girl is first after 3 years old. What happens before 3 is like nothing. We say then it's like putting your finger in the eyes, that tears come out more and more. In other words, the psulim grow back again. So here, if the husband, since the Kedushin was before she was 3 years old, and now after 3, the first time the husband lives with her, he complains that she's a Petzah Pesuach, so we know for sure she had Znus, she lived with a man, during this last period of time when she was an Eshes Yisrael already. So therefore there's only one Suffolk involved. Was it Be'onis, or was it Beratzen? So because of one Suffolk, your wife takes us to you. True, there's a doubt, maybe somebody forced her, then she'll be mutter to you. But it's also a Suffolk, maybe she did a Beratzen. So with one suffix, this is Rav Lezer's Chiddush, that she's also. And again, it goes with Allah of Shav Yanasha Chatichad Yisur. Gemara says, now, my Kamashman, if so, if Rav Lezer's only talking about these two cases, where the husband is a Kayin, or else the husband married his wife when she was less than 3 years old, so there's only one suffix involved, so what's the Gemara, my Kamashman, what's the Chiddush? Tanina, we learned this already one time. We learned the Mishnah in Kedushin, that Oy Meli Isha, Kiddush Ticha, if a man goes to a lady and says, Ishno, I married you. She says back, Lekidishtani, no, you never married me. So Halacha is, he muteras b'kroivah. She is allowed to marry his kroivim. But she says she was never married to him, and we don't have Adam over here, so she's mutter to marry his kroivim. For who but the husband, also b'kroivah sel, the husband is also to marry her kroivim. He can't marry her mother, he can't marry her daughter, he can't marry her sister. Why not? Because the Shav Yanashach Tichad Yisura, even though there are no Edim around, we don't know if he ever married her or not, but a person is believed upon himself, that's the klal of Shav Yanashach Tichad Yisura. If you come and tell us that you were married to her once, so Lamais, even if you say you gave her a get already, you're not going to marry your sister though. You can't marry your wife's sister, you can't marry your wife's mother, you can't marry your wife's daughter. So you see, even though we don't know, we only know from you, you have an emunus, that's called the klal of Shav Yanashach Tichad Yisura. So we learned it already one time, what's Rav Lezer's Chiddush? So Gemara says, yes, it's a big Chiddush in Rav Lezer. Now the time I would have thought to say, Devadai Kimle. That's true, over there where the husband says he married the lady, he knows for sure what he did. So then we say, Shav Yanashach, we believe you that you did marry her, and you're not allowed to marry your sister. Abel Hocha, but over here in our case, it's a tremendous Chiddush, that I would have thought, Mekim Udalei Kimle, that true, the Chosin now, the first time he's living with his wife, and we'll see the Gemara later says it's a Bacher, it's the first time he's getting married. He's not a Bacher, Taka doesn't know if it was really Pesach Pesuch or not. So he lived with his wife, and Timmy thought that it was too open there, he thought that she lived with somebody else. But maybe I would have thought to say, we shouldn't leave him, because he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's the first time. So maybe even for himself, he shouldn't be Yosser. That's Rav Lezer's Chiddush, Kamashmalan, no. The Kamashmalan is no, that when the Bocher says he felt it, that it was very open there, too open, we believe him. So that's Pshan, this is Rashi Shita, that what do we believe him for? We only believe him, Shav Yanashach Tichad Yisura, that he himself is also not to live with his wife. But now that he's going to have to give her a get, he'll have to give her a ksuba also. Because for the mumness to make her lose out of ksuba, he's not neman. Why is he not neman? For this svarah. Because nageya to mumness, vataka, I have a doubt, maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. Maybe just he thinks he thought it was a Pesach Pesuach, but maybe really it wasn't. So therefore, when such a sofik, he would not be neman for mumness. He couldn't stop the wife from collecting her ksuba. But Rav Lezer's Chiddush is though, for Isurim though, for the husband himself, there's a new klal of Shav Yanashach Tichad Yisura. In such a case, we say he's enough of a Baki to be believed that he's not allowed to live with her anymore. So the Gemara, is this true? Rav Lezer, how could Rav Lezer say like this is the klal of Shav Yanashach, that your wife becomes also to you? The Yomar Rav Lezer says, and Isha Neseras Abayla. When does a wife have halacha like a Saita? That she's also to her husband, Ela Aliske Kino Stira. Only when your husband first warns her, in other words, the husband is jealous. He sees his wife hanging around with another man. So first he gives a Kina, he warns her, I don't want you to be with that man anymore. Then Ostira. Then there are Adim that see that your wife and that man were alone together. That's the Pasha of Saita. Then your wife becomes also to you. But without kina, though, your wife doesn't become asa. So kash here, even if you say pesa pesuach, but the chura, why does your wife become asa to you? There was no kina. We'll soon see the terrace is pushing. But that's the gemara's kasha, though. Like Rav Lezer says, your wife only becomes asa to you when you first warned her. And hereby, in our sugya, pesa pesuach, he never warned your wife before. So why should your wife be asa? And Vayter, Rav Lezer says, ukamaisa shoya. Just like the story happened by David HaMelech with Bathsheba. Trashi Kamaisha Shoya the Bathsheba. We'll soon see the story. The case there was that Bathsheba was still married to Uriah Hitti. She had a husband, and still David lived with her. And we'll soon see, Lamaisa, David was mutter to her. But so Rav Lezer is saying, when does your wife become mutter to you? Only when you first warn her, like the Maisa with David HaMelech. So first thing we're asking Kasha, what are you talking about? V'tizbura, Maisa Shehoyah v'kino stira heve. Was the Maisa by David HaMelech with kino v'stira? Like, did anybody warn David, the Uriah warn David to give David a warning, don't be with my wife? There was no kino there either. V'yoyd, miyasruha, was David also to Bathsheba? We'll soon see there the case was that David was mutter to Bathsheba. So what are you talking about? Like, was Rav Lezer saying, a wife only becomes also to a husband? When did she become a Saita? When you first warn her? Like the case by David HaMelech. The story by David HaMelech was there was no kina there, and David HaMelech was mutter to her. So what are you talking about? So Mara says, Lakasha. That's not a kasha. Hochi komar. This is what Rav Lezer meant to say. Rav Lezer meant to say like this. Eino isha neseres abayla. A wife does not become also to a husband. Elo aliske kino stira. Only when the husband first warns her, I don't want you to be with that man. And then we have Adim that they were alone together. Then we have a good suffix that maybe they live together. And therefore your wife is called a Saita. She's also to you. Now, Lezer says, where do I know this from? From Mimaisa Shoya. From the story of David HaMelech. What does he mean to say? To Loheve Kinostira. Because over there by David, there was no Kinostira. For Lo Yisusra. And that's why David was not also to Bathsheba. So Mela, that's what he meant to say. Just like I see by David HaMelech, since there was no king of Asira, that's why David was mutter to Bathsheba. Mashma, other places, when does a wife become also to a husband? Only when there was kina, when she was warned to stay away with that man. But Nikol Mokim, so the Mela's not a kash on what Rav Lezer himself meant to say. He just meant to say, I see from David HaMelech, that without kina, if you don't warn your wife, then your wife is mutter to you. She's only also to you when you first warn her. So, Marisa Kashi, Mikol Mokim, though, Kashi, Sestira still. Kino Stirin. For the second, Rebbe Lezer, it's Mashma, when does the wife become also to a husband? Only if the husband first warned her. Don't be with that man. And then there was Stira. But Tessa Pesuach Lai, Mashma, now a case, though, where the Chosin, the first time he lives with his wife, he complains the next day to Bezdin, it was a Tessa Pesuach, so Mashma then, she's not also to him. Because if she's also via the Pesach Suach, what did Rav Lezer say? Anisha is only also to husband with Kino Stira? It's not true. Anisha could be also to husband with the sign of Pesach Suach also. So it's a Stira here. How could Rav Lezer say if the husband complains, Pesach Suach, that she's also to him? In another place, Rav Lezer said, the wife is only also to husband when he warned her with Kino and Stira. So her answer is like this. Or the time, according to what you're saying, like this is not a kasha. Why? Kino stira in edim loy. Like, what was the second din of Rav Lezer? He said a wife only becomes also to a husband if she was warned first. So you want to tell me only if you warn her? But with edim loy, let's say true, you never warned your wife, but there was mamish edim that saw the way your wife and this man lived together. You want to tell me then your wife is not also to you? Like, she's also to you then. If we have Adam, that your wife lived with another man, even though you never warned her, she's a Saita. If you have Adam, Mama Shabbat, she's also to you. So anyway, you have Akasha, what does Rav Lezer say that she's only also when you first warned her? Ella, the pshat is like this. Hochi Koma. This is what the second Rav Lezer meant to say. He meant to say like this. Eino Isha Nasera Sabayla B'yedechot. If you only have one aid that saw your wife live with another man, she doesn't become asa to you. Because the klal is, by Dovah Sheverva, we don't believe in aid echot. We learn now, Dovah Mimamin, that you have to have Vadafka two aidim. One aid is not Neman. If some one aid tells you your wife lived with somebody else, you don't have to believe him. Your wife is still mutter to you. Ela b'shnei aidim. only with two Edom. If two Edom come and tell you that your wife lived with another man, then you're also to live with your wife. Your wife then is a site, you can't live with her. That's the halacha of Edom. Now, the kinos tira, let's say in the case where the husband was jealous about another man, and he warned his wife, don't be with that man, and then we found out that they had stira together, they were alone together, afilu b'edecha nami, even if you only have one edecha, to say that they were alone together, and edecha there is neman. Rashi said, not only alone, Rashi mashma betuma. Rashi says, afilu b'edecha, afilu ein betuma elo edecha. Even there's only one aid that says they live together. You believe the Eidechot over here. That's the Chiddush of a Saita, of a Suffolk Saita. That in the case where you warned your wife first, so the Svara is Raglayim Ladover. Like we see, you're jealous about him. So now if an Eidechot says they live together, there's a Chiddush of the Torah that we do believe the Eidechot. So again, the king of Astira, Filo the Eidechot, Nami. Then when you have king of Astira, then the Chiddush is even one aid is also believed. Like Rashi says, "Hafilu v'yedechot, hafilu emetum el yedechot." Neman, teyachsev v'yedein bo. V'yomamar komokim shenem eid harei kan shnayim. Usually you need two. Hakomer achmona eidein bo. What does that mean? Trey. There was no two eidim. El echad. Only one eid was there. V'loy nespash asura. And if she wasn't forced, she's also. Why? Sharaglayim ledova shezinsa. Sharekina lo v'nistura. Because the husband already warned her, and we found them alone together. The Yedecha, now there's only one Edim, either she Tmeya, there's one Edim saw that they saw them live together, so therefore she's also, that's the Chiddush of Kina V'stira. So now, what's Nageya to us, the Gemara answers, O Pesach Pesuach, Kishnei Edim Domi. Now the first Reb Lezer, there's no Stira to the second Reb Lezer. The first Reb Lezer is saying that if you find your wife with a Pesach Pesuach, that means you, the first time you live with her, you felt it was too open there, so that's like Edim, that your wife lived with another man. So it's like you have Edim, that your wife lived with somebody else, your wife becomes also to you. That's when does Reb Lezer say you need Kina V'stira? That's only if you only have one Edechot. Well, you don't know for sure if she really lived with somebody else or not. Only one Edechot told you. If only one Edechot told you, then she's only also to you if first you warned her and there was Stira. But in the case where you know for sure that your wife lived with somebody else, then the mice, your wife is also to you. That's the first Reb Lezer. That if you say Pesach Pesuach, since the Dalacha, Shavya Nashach Tichad Yisura, for yourself, you're believed upon yourself, like as far as you're concerned, your Das tells you for sure your wife lived with another man. You have no doubt in your mind. Maybe Bezdin does have a doubt. Bezdin may think that you don't know what you're talking about. But I call upon him, you in your mind, you think you know what you're talking about, that you think for sure your wife for sure lived with another man. So according to you, it's like Edim. It's like you know for sure your wife lived with somebody else. So after Reb Lezer's halacha, therefore she's also to you. So true, it's only Machmas Sofik here. Because even if she's an Eishes Kayin, you still have one Sofik. Maybe she lived with another man before you even got married. So she's only also Machmas Sofik. But you have a Sofik that maybe she lived with the man during the time you had Kedushin with her. So therefore she's also to you. So now there's no stira in Reb Lezer. Pesach Pesuach is called like Edom. That's called you know for sure that your wife lived with another man. Now the Gemara goes back to the Maisa with David HaMelech. The one we bring right before the Maisa with David HaMelech was, he lived with Bathsheba when she was still married to Yachiti. And we said there that David is mutter to her. For the Gemara, v'chi taima, Maisa Shehoya, Lachur Tzakashar over there, when David lived with Bathsheba, Mifnei Malo Yasrua. How come Bathsheba Tak was not also to her husband? Like how come Bathsheba was not also to Uriah? At the time, Bathsheba was married to Uriah, and David lived with her. So Chura, she's an Eishes Ish, she should become a Saita now. She should be also to her husband. Why wasn't she also to her husband? Rashi learns the Kashar is, the bottom Rashi, Mifnei Malo Yasrua, Al David, Sherei Evim Har Beyadu. Rashi learns, why is it that mice everybody knew about it? It was a famous mice. Everybody knew that David lived with her. So Chura should be like Edim knows that Bathsheba lived with another man. So Bathsheba should be also to her own husband. And once she's also to her own husband, she's also to David HaMelech. Because the Lachim is like this. When your wife lives with another man, there are two Isurim. With Ashen it says, Tmeya, Tmeya, it says three times real in the Pasuk. With Ashen, Echad Leboyol, V'Echad Lebal. that if your wife becomes a soita, lives with another man, first of all, she's osa to you, she's osa to the husband, and even if the husband gives her a get, she's osa to marry that man. The boyol is also osa to a leilam void. That's the lach of a soita. That your wife is osa to a husband, and she's also osa to the boyol. Now the habim in the Gemara is that your wife only becomes osa to the boyol if she becomes osa to the husband. That the iser upon the boyol, the other man, is totally in the husband. If the wife becomes also to her husband, so that's the chiddush of the krua. Since she's also to her own husband, she's also to that boyol. So we're asking Mar's kasha now. Why wasn't Basheva also to her yachiti? Like everybody knew that David lived with Basheva. So l'chur, she should be like a soita. She should be also to her yach. And once she's also to her yach, she should also remain also to David. Le'elam v'ed. And how come we're saying now, no, David was allowed to marry her? How come? That's the kasha. So first the Gemara answers, one teretz is, Hosom Oynes Hevi. One teretz is, the first teretz is, that she, Basheva, was forced. Foshim say, what does it mean she was forced? Doesn't mean David and Melech really forced her. The Foshim speak out by himself, as Amos HaMelech. That the Melech came and asked her to live with her. So the king came and asked her to live with her, she like lost herself, and she like felt she had to agree. Like she was afraid if she'd say no to David, David would kill her. So as far as she was concerned, she was called, she was forced to live with David. So the first teretz holds, Poshid, that since she was forced, she doesn't become osa to her husband. She doesn't become osa to her yachiti, because David like forced her. So negeya to she was forced, she doesn't become osa to David. She doesn't become osa to her. And this teretz holds that since she's not osa to her, who has then, she's not osa to David either. That's the first teretz. The reason why she wasn't also to her husband, and the male, and the reason why she's not also to David, is because she was forced. It's considered like David forced her. So therefore, she's still mutter to her husband. Since she's mutter to her husband, who are then she's mutter to David also. The boy is saying, the other teretz is no. And some is trying to learn the second teretz holds that the two isurim are not totally zebezeh. Even if you want to say she was forced, so she's mutter to her husband, but to the boyol, she would have still been also. So really it's a kasha, how could David stay married to her later? The chura David was the boyol. David should be yosa to her. The boy Saima, Kihodi Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Reb Yonison. He said like this, that the case there was that there was a get involved. That the klal was, Kol Hayotze L'Mochemes Beis David. Anybody that went to fight for the war, for David HaMelech, what they did was, get Krisos